Good morning, everyone. This Sunday, I want to talk to you about the benefit of receiving healthy spiritual food for your spiritual life so you can run the race that God gave you in your Christian journey. Unfortunately, far too many people lose out in their spiritual battle because they starve themselves to death. They keep wondering why they always lose their temper, why they're so judgmental, why they always give in to temptation, why they have a defeated mindset, why their situation never gets better. The answer is because they're starving themselves spiritually. And when the battle comes, they're not equipped properly to fight against it. And so they lose out. All right, in order for us to defeat the challenges that come before us, we need to nourish our souls spiritually to defeat the enemy. I remember over a decade ago of what happened to me. It was the summer of 1998, and I'll never forget it. I would normally, it was Sunday morning, and my family and I were getting ready to go to Mass. And normally, I would spend a few minutes in meditation just to reflect on the Word and just to prepare myself mentally and spiritually. But this time, it was different. The first 5 minutes, I noticed I couldn't breathe. And then I timed myself. It was 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes later, and I thought I was having a heart attack. I just couldn't breathe. And so I was rushed to the hospital, and come to find out, I had what you call a spontaneous pneumothorax, where one of my lungs just collapsed and they needed to operate or I would have died. And did you know in the hospital I was there for 7 days? But even only after only 3 days of not eating good healthy food, my muscles began to atrophy and I began to lose a lot of weight, and I was just so weak and fragile. I hate to admit this, but hospital food is just horrific, right? It's not good. And so did you know after 7 days I lost about 20 pounds? And so as soon as I got out, I ate as much food, healthy food as I could, in order just to gain my physical strength back and to move on with my life. Isn't it amazing? Without good, healthy food, the body quickly collapses. But do you want to know what's more amazing? It's without healthy spiritual food, the soul, the heart, that dwelling place of God inside of us, it atrophies and it dies a slow death. See, whether you know it, whether you agree with it or not, we all have a soul. And our soul is distinct from the physical body. And in order for the soul to become more Christ-like, so that we can make more Christ-like decisions, it needs healthy and solid spiritual food. It's that simple. Just like you need healthy physical food for your physical strength, you need good spiritual food for spiritual strength. And in fact, even more, our physical bodies won't last forever, but our soul is eternal. So whether you're a young person or you're a grandparent, what we do to feed our soul right now has eternal consequences. If you're not feeding your soul healthy spiritual food, then you'll end up paying the price in the end. Now, the good news is, Jesus in today's gospel offers himself as food that will last forever. Listen to his words. He says, "I am the bread of life. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. And whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." See, we all need healthy, wholesome food for our journey because life gets tough. And we can easily feel beaten down. Sometimes we get discouraged because of the challenges and the frustrations that come into our life. And there are times that we want to give up, just like what happened to the prophet Elijah in today's first reading. But let me explain to you why Elijah wanted to die. Because I think in order to understand the context of where Elijah is coming from, the prophet Elijah was battling with the bad priests of Baal. And these are the priests who represent the false gods. And Elijah famously called them out. Basically said, you can't be teaching our people these false gods. And he defeated them on Mount Carmel. So you could just imagine the scene was where it was a standoff, right? The bad priests called on their false gods to defeat Elijah, and Elijah called on the true God of Israel, and he basically defeated every single one of them, killing all the priests. Well, during this time, there was this queen by the name of Jezebel, who's also an advocate of a false god. Well, she was furious. She got angry because her priest got killed. So she sends her police and military officers after Elijah. So here, Elijah finds himself saying, "Look, I'm the only prophet in the whole nation." So you could imagine he just took on the entire religious establishment, right? And literally killed all of them. And now he's got an army like the SWAT team, police force of the queen coming after him. That's the setting of the story. And you can imagine the anxiety and the fatigue that he must have been enduring. And so we could understand that upon coming to the broom tree, he sits down and he asks for death. Elijah was like, "This is enough, O Lord. Take my life, for I am no better than my father's." I think just like the prophet Elijah, there are times in our spiritual life where we've felt this way. Maybe you or someone you know had just been diagnosed with an illness, and now you're having to take care of them, and it's starting to wear you down. Maybe you're a young person and you're listening to this message and you can't get along with your mom or your dad, or you're struggling with deciphering what is right and wrong, and you're being torn apart, and you just feel sad and stressed out. Maybe you have a special needs child and it's starting to take its toll. Perhaps you've been waiting for a promotion at your work and you keep doing the right thing. You show up early and you stay late and you're hoping for a promotion, but you keep getting passed up for somebody else. And you've had it up to here and you're ready to call it quits. And so you find yourself, just like Elijah, saying, "Look, Lord, I'm ready to go. Just take my life." See, that's where Elijah finds himself. But in the story, we hear that an angel touched Elijah and ordered him to get up and eat. Right? And when he got up, he finds this cake and a jug of water, right? And then so he ate the cake and he drank that water, Right? And totally it strengthened him. And then he went back to sleep. And the angel said, "Elijah, you need more food for the journey." And he ate more cake and he drank more water. And strengthened by this food, Elijah made his way to the mountain of God in Horeb. See, God sends all of you on a mission to build his kingdom on earth. And God knows that you need healthy spiritual food for the journey because life can get really tough. And God wants you to be prepared for the battles ahead. So the question is this. You're probably wondering, "So Father Francis, what do I do? What kind of healthy spiritual food should I feed my soul?" My first suggestion is prayer. It shouldn't be a surprise to any of you that I would mention prayer. Why? Well, look at Jesus himself. So we would think Jesus is God. He's the Son of God. Like, why would Jesus need to pray? He doesn't need to, but he did. In the four gospel accounts, Jesus always found time to be alone with his heavenly Father because he knew the importance of prayer in his life. And I think for all of us, we should take advantage of the different forms of prayer that our church gives us, right? How many of you pray the rosary, which is an excellent way to meditate on the life of Christ? There's also Lectio Divina, where you grab a Bible with your family and you pick a passage. I recommend the New Testament, and you read a passage, right? And then you reflect on a word that resonates in your mind, and you share that with the people that you're doing Lectio Divina with. There's also adoration, where we expose the Blessed Sacrament, and you're looking at the Eucharist and you converse with God in silence. I also recommend a spiritual reading. You could never, if you want to grow to spiritual maturity, you could never stop learning. And the two books that I will recommend are books that are written by Matthew Kelly. The first one is Rediscover Catholicism, and the second one is The Four Signs of a Dynamic Catholic. Finally, and most importantly, the healthiest food for your soul is the Eucharist. See, you ought to receive the Eucharist regularly. In today's gospel, Jesus says, I'm the bread of life, come down from heaven. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. And whoever believes in me will have life eternal if he eats of this bread. See, the divine life is found par excellence in the transfigured bread and wine of the Eucharist. And did you know that Thomas Aquinas once said that the other sacraments contain virtus Christi? That means the power of Christ. But the Eucharist contains ipse Christus, Christ himself. See, each one of us, our soul at its deepest level hungers for the person of Jesus, his body and blood, his soul and divinity. And without feeding regularly on this food, the soul will atrophy and die a slow spiritual death. Jesus describes himself as spiritual food, the water, the milk, the bread, and the meat of our spiritual lives. And he's saying, look, I'm all you need for your sustenance. So let me ask all the young people, if you are listening to this message, if you play for a team, a sports team, would you ever go out to a competition if you haven't eaten in 2 weeks? You wouldn't. If you're in construction, imagine if you're a construction contractor, would you ever send out a person to a job if they haven't eaten in 3 weeks? I don't think so. Now, if you are a commander in the army, would you send a person out into battle if they haven't eaten in a month? Right? Nobody would do it. But unfortunately, far too many people go out into the battlefield called life, right? And they always wonder why they're judgmental, why they are always losing their temper, why they always get mad, why their situation, their marriage situation never gets better. It's because they starve themselves spiritually and they're not nourished properly, and so they lose out. Did you know that many Catholics feel lost today because 75% of them stay away from the Mass and the Eucharist on a regular basis? Look, folks, this is not rocket science. If you want to be healthy spiritually, you need to eat this food that Jesus is giving you. And the good news is, I'm so confident, because you are a people, holy people of Saint Joseph, that means that you want to grow, that you want to be nourished spiritually, and you want to take part in building God's kingdom here on earth. Make a decision starting today that you will feed your soul with healthy spiritual food for your Christian journey. Even if you feel beaten down by life before you came to this church, right? No matter what you're going through, just like Elijah, listen to the words of Jesus and let the words comfort you and let the words echo in your mind. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give you is my flesh for the life of the world. If you promise to eat of this bread, if you promise to put into practice the tools that I gave you for your spiritual growth, then God promises that he will help you grow in purity of mind and heart, in patience, in love, in mercy. He will help you grow in understanding, and you will become the best version of yourself that God has created you to be, so you can continue the mission he has entrusted to you. Amen. We want to thank you for joining us, and we hope to see you next time. God bless you.